How would the coming higher interest rates impact the interest payment on the national debt?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
The government shutdown is in its fifth day as of this taping, and it is starting to cost real money. The last federal government shutdown was in 1995, and it cost more than $1.2 billion. This time round, the cost is likely to be much higher. Okay, let's discuss the interesting subject of paying the interest on our national debt. National debt has now exceeded $16 trillion, topping the annual income of the country by 3%. This is not the first time. After the end of World War II, national debt exceeded the country's income by more than 21%. However, in 1946, interest payment on the debt was less than 2% of the country's income. The reason for the small size of the payment was the very low interest rates of the time. As the economy grew over the decades, national debt gradually became a smaller percent of the income, bottoming out at 35% by early 1980s. With a short respite in the 1990s, the ratio of debt to income continued to rise, reaching 70% by 2008, the start of the Great Recession. Since the start of the recession to the current time, national debt has topped the country's annual income. However, interest payment on the debt has dropped to less than 1.5% of the income. How could this be? Magic. No, Bernanke. In fact, the Federal Reserve System under Chairman Bernanke has reduced interest rates to levels which have not been seen since the 1930s. The basic comparison is with the latter half of the 1940s, when the U.S. economy came out of the Great Depression and World War II had ended. Interest rates then were just slightly higher than today's rate. National debt as a percent of the country's income was significantly higher then than now. So, how would the coming higher interest rates impact the interest payment on the national debt? Despite the increase in interest rates in the late 1940s and 1950s, interest payment on the national debt as a percent of country's annual income dropped. How did that happen? Two reasons. One, not totally dissimilar to a household's mortgage, increasing interest rate does not affect the monthly payments. It is only the new borrowing and refinancing of shorter-term bonds that will be subject to the higher interest rates. And the country's annual income grew in the following decades, making the debt a smaller percent of the income then. We expect the same now and in the coming years. This is Cameron Afshar with the Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For program support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Our fall membership drive runs October 11th through the 19th. Once again, you have the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. Visit WDIY.org and make your donation today.